John, are we taking this as gospel that William Nylander will be in the lineup tonight?
Well, we never take it as gospel until we have official word from the coach in the morning skate. But
right.
All signs pointing that way right now.
Why would the Leafs be in such a hurry to get him back in? It's Detroit, for God's sake. You and I should be able to beat the Red Wings.
Well, maybe that's a good way to get him back in. If you feel that he's in shape enough that he can sort of jump in the lineup and start going, then why not put him in a game like this and just manage his ice time? I guess that's the way Mike Babcock looks at it. When you have that key of a part you can add to your team, then throw him in right away and just see where he's at. I think Mike Babcock tonight will probably have a good feel for how he's going, how he's playing, and if he feels he's a step or two behind, you probably see his ice time come back a bit. But it's sort of one of those, we've missed him this long, let's get him up to speed, let's get him going and see what he can do to help out the hockey club right now. So, I think it's one of those things. Physically, if he's ready to go, then why not get him in? Because Babcock's probably looking at it as a situation is he's already a couple months behind. We got to get him up to speed with the rest of the club here because we're gonna need him more as the year goes on.
All right, so John, I guess the question, if you are Mike Babcock, how do you slot him in?
Yeah, and that's probably what everyone's waiting to see where he'll start playing. I think probably he starts in the third line role maybe. For tonight at least, I don't think you would throw him in fourth line to kick him off, but give him a little something to work with. And it's the one good thing you can always have when you're a coach that you love to have is good internal competition. So I think with Nylander coming back in, it'll put everyone on their toes to make sure that they're stepping up their game as well. Now again, we'll see where he's at playing wise, but. I think that's probably the starting point for him at least. And then it'll be a case of where the chemistry is and how things go over the next couple of weeks as to eventually how he will want to put his lineup. And a lot of credit too to, someone like Kasperi Kapanen that's really elevated his game this year and has created a situation where you don't have this automatic look at the lineup and say, okay, this is exactly where you want to put this player when he comes in. You have players going where you have to stop and think, geez, well, do I want to break up certain lines, certain chemistry, and where's the production going to come? So that's a bonus to have. That's a great problem to have when you're a coach. So I think for Mike Babcock, that's probably where it's at right now is let's get him in and then let's have this problem where, we have to figure out where to put good players on good lines.
Yeah, it's thinking about this a little bit this morning coming in. What a great position to be in if you're the Leafs, to be in this position and bringing a guy back compared to, being 500 or just a game above 500 even and being in the middle of a disappointing season where I've got to think the pressure, not just on him, but the pressure on you to make the right decision right away would be off the charts. Here, if you're Mike Babcock, if you bring him back and you put him with Austin Matthews right away, everybody's going to give you the benefit of the doubt because, hey, it's worked before. Why not? If you start him on the third line, as you say, hey, whatever. I mean, the team's winning. Sure, let him start in the third line. We don't need him to contribute first or second line minutes right away. And if he cut back in his ice time after a game or two because it's obvious that, the adrenaline is worn off and now we're into the normal push and pull of a hockey season, fans are going to go along with that as well. Like in a lot of ways, if you're going to have a guy hold out and bring him back, this is kind of the perfect scenario to do it. And plus, John, I don't know how you feel, but I'm willing to bet that when William Nylander steps on the ice, whether it's tonight or whenever he steps on the ice at Scotiabank Arena, he's not going to be booed. People are going to welcome him back.
I would think so. But and what you're saying, you're definitely right about. I imagine if this was a situation where the Leafs were a bubble team right now or struggling for every single point they could get for a playoff spot. And now you bring back someone like Nylander where where you need him is on the first line and you need first line production out of him as soon as you can. That's an entirely different stress and scenario and situation than what the Leafs are facing right now. And I think that that's another reason why you can put him in, to go exactly to what your point is. Maybe if you had that pressure of needing him as a first-line scorer and needing him right away as a first-line scorer, he doesn't get in as quickly because you want to make sure that he's a little more prepared to jump in at that speed. So, you know, that's just that's a credit to the Leafs' sort of riches, I guess you could say, right now with what they have offensively, that they can do this with Nylander and put it in this position and not have that pressure of needing him in right away as a top-line guy with top-line minutes and top-line points.
You know, with William Nylander coming back now, and we seem to think that things will now fall into order with the lines and things of that nature over the next couple of games. You know, I found it interesting that Kyle Dubas said at his news conference that, you know, essentially we're going to kind of sit back now and just kind of see what we have. You know, the focus is on winning the Stanley Cup. You really kind of got the sense that, and I don't know if we needed to be told this, but it was almost as if between that and some of the things Mike Babcock has said, it's almost as if it's permission to start talking about possibly winning a Stanley Cup now for the first time for the first time this season. You know what I mean? Because there was always, I mean, look, yeah, the Leafs have said, hey, of course, every season you go into the year wanting to win, you want to win the championship, that's the ultimate yada yada, et cetera, et cetera. And all that, you know, all that good stuff. But I almost got the sense now as if that was a signal to everybody that the expectations are we're going to win the Stanley Cup this year. And that may mean making another move down the road. And I think that's a pretty significant message shift from the Leafs front office.
Yeah, and that last point you made might be the big one about that. Obviously, every team wants to win the Stanley Cup. Every team's goal is to build your team towards winning a Stanley Cup, and that's what the Leafs' whole plan has been all about, the rebuild getting to this point, is building a contender to try and challenge for the Cup. But I think with the message part is also that. Be prepared that our mindset is now that we are a contender, and therefore future moves we might make will be based on the fact that we are a contender. So I think that's a bit of a message, as you said, the change of focus now on the team, because if there are future moves coming where, you know, down the road as we get closer to the trade deadline, this organization is going to really assess where their team is at that point. And it's not going to be about, you know, what do we necessarily need long-term? What kind of young players are we going to have moving forward? If they feel that there's a legitimate shot this season to go for it, you might see some moves made that's going to be all about improving this year's roster as it is at that point to challenge for the Stanley Cup this season. So sometimes that message getting out now is, you know, it could be anything from be prepared that maybe an unexpected move of a popular player you might have might get moved because the offer to get whoever they need or whatever part they need back is there. Or maybe there's going to be some youth that might be on the table and offered up somewhere because it's going to be about being a contender right now. So, and that is the big shift in message for sure, because for all these years, it was all about build, build, build. Well, this is what you were building for. Now you're moving into that window of trying to be a contender right now. And once you move into that window, the message changes, which is fun for fans when you go through all that pain to now be in this excitement and fun. So, you know, enjoy it. That's the other thing, you know, enjoy the moment of this. This is a really fun hockey team to watch right now. It's really exciting. They play a great brand of hockey, lots of scoring, and there's a buzz in the city. There is a general buzz all through Toronto and all with Leaf fans, and you know what? It's great. It's fantastic, and fans deserve this. So live the moment and enjoy it. Don't worry about contract situations and how this team might look 3-4 years from now. Enjoy the moment now. It's been so long and so tough, you know, of a painful ride. Live it, enjoy it, breathe it, just soak it in and have a blast with this. They're a heck of a fun hockey team and a possible Stanley Cup contender. Don't worry about what the next couple of years is going to bring when it comes to what they might have to do with contracts and player situations. Enjoy it, live the moment. It's a great team and a fun one to watch right now. So be proud and wear your blue and white and have fun with it.
In conversation with John Bartlett, the Leafs and Red Wings will play tonight on Sportsnet Ontario. Puck drop is just after 7 p.m. Leafs Nation postgame with Stellick and Savard right after the final horn on Sportsnet 590 The Fan, and of course Hockey Central's Maple Leafs pregame 6:30 p.m. on Sportsnet Ontario. What do you still need to see from this team, John? I mean, you've seen them now on a nightly basis. It's a good team. They've got a great record, obviously. William Nylander's coming back. Auston Matthews is great. We know all that. What do you still need to see from this team?
Yeah, I mean, probably the same thing everyone worries about a little bit when it comes, you know, to playoff time is just, you know, tightening up a little bit defensively. It's fun, you know, when you can win games scoring a lot, but what about those games in the playoffs where you might get into a little bit more of a 2-1 scenario and everything? Now, the one thing I will say is Frederik Andersen has probably looked the best he's ever looked this year, too, when it comes to being calm, very sort of relaxed in net with everything he's doing, and that's great. That's a great sign because the goaltender, I think, is dialed in right now and are in a very good position. So that's a good sign there. But I don't know. I think the special teams, just looking, since Matthews has come back, obviously the power play has kicked up a notch there as well. So, you know, that's a bonus there. I think it's just sort of, it's the playoff style game. It's great to score a lot, but just remember, in the playoffs, things always get a little tighter. So I just would like to make sure that there's the confidence there in the long run for, you know, what would be hopefully a long spring, that you have that sort of solid defensive style when you get into those grinding games in the playoffs. And the depth that you need to do it. If you want to look in the Atlantic Division alone, you know, you can look at the Tampa Bay Lightning, and I think the Leafs sort of match up there offensively against them. I think goaltending-wise is a good matchup there. You just wonder, do the Lightning have a little more stronger depth on defense when it comes to a long playoff run? So that's probably the one area that you'd want to look at and go, okay, can that hold up when it comes to playoff time? But That's what they have the next, you know, couple of months, I guess, of really evaluating where the club's at before that trade deadline to see if they feel they do or if they feel that they need to go out and add that little extra something.
John, we're going to let you scoot. Appreciate you doing this.
Hey, no problem, Jeff. And I know it's the first chance I've had to chat with you since. So congratulations on the Jack Rainey Award. Great honor for you. Yeah, that was really great to see. And talking to my friend Dave Van Horn, I know he was happy for you as well. So, all the best on that, and congratulations. That's great to see that that you were able to get that. So it's exciting for baseball fans and exciting for you. So congratulations.
Thank you very much, John. I appreciate it. It means a lot coming from you, and it means a lot coming from Dave as well. Thanks.
Hey, you bet. All the best.